the show today, we have New York Credit Union Association's very own William Mellon talking about their new shared compliance program and how it's helping out small to mid-sized credit unions. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. William Mellon from the New York Credit Union Association. How are you, William?
I'm great, Mike. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Good, good. Thanks for taking time out of your day to chat with us about a pretty cool thing that you guys are doing in your neck of the woods. You guys have created a shared compliance program for your member credit unions. Can you tell us what this is all about?
Sure. Yeah. So, Mike, you know, as the world of regulatory compliance becomes more and more difficult, more and more of a burden for small and mid-sized credit unions, they look to the association and say, is there something that we can do to help? And certainly we have a part of our due supported services. We have a full-time compliance staff. I think we have four or five people that are dealing with people, calls, emails, chats, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Some credit unions just looking for a little bit more help to kind of take their burden off their employees, off their manager, and say, hey, can somebody come in and help us get ready for the examination that's coming up next month or 2 months, whatever the case may be. Can somebody help us to deal with this new regulatory and regulation that's coming down the pike? So what we did is we talked to our credit unions across the state and said, hey, would you folks be interested in getting together, pooling your financial resources and hiring an employee? The employee would be an employee of the association, mm-hmm. but we could designate either, you know, one third or a quarter of that person's time, depending on the relationship and what the credit union is looking for, to say, hey, you know, I'm going to spend, 25% or 33% of my time working with just you, just your staff, and making sure that your credit union is in compliance across the board, that we're ready for the examiners when they come in. I'll be there if you want when the examiner comes in. I'll help you with the letters that come before and after the examination process. So really letting credit unions, staff, and managers do what they really want to do, and that's serve their members and help them get to a better place financially. You know, so we kind of take that burden off them, put it onto our shared compliance officer. That shared compliance officer is backed up, as I mentioned before, we have a full staff here in Albany. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, our one shared compliance officer is in Buffalo, New York right now, and she's working with, I think, four credit unions itself, but she has a full staff back here that can support her between our director of compliance and our associate directors, things of that nature. So that's the whole concept.
Okay.
Is share an opportunity, reduce your expenses, share the expense of having a compliance officer for your credit union. Most of the time, one day a week or something of that nature on a regular basis is sufficient to cover these things. And credit unions have embraced it. I wish more credit unions would, because I'll be honest with you, Mike, if I was running a small mid-sized credit union, I'd be on this.
Me too. Me too.
It's too complex. It takes a full-time person and a special person to deal with it. I'm not to deal with this. So, you know, I think our credit unions are happy with it, and certainly an opportunity for them to move forward and keep their expenses in line.
Yeah, I think there would be a collective hallelujah across the state of New York to have this program.
I would say, Mike, as you probably know, this is not an exclusive program. A number of state leagues across the country do offer some kind of service like this. Mm-hmm. We are moving, Mike, towards actually more of a remote relationship. So instead of the person living in Buffalo or New York City or Syracuse or things of that nature, we're looking for credit unions to embrace more of a remote concept, kind of like you and I are doing right now.
Opportunity it's a great
to
idea.
Chat a little bit and not spend our days traveling hours on end from one credit union to another credit union. So that's our goal going forward, is to kind of we'll certainly continue to take care of credit unions that feel that they need that person in their branch, in their office on a regular basis, but we're asking credit unions to take a look at a remote relationship that reduces their cost even more.
No doubt.
It allows us to do more credit union clients.
I think it's just a huge time saver. My gosh, like you said, you can save so many hours just from being on the road, going from credit union to credit union. But now you can do something like what you were just saying. We could do something like this on Skype or Zoom or Hangouts or whatever, you know, and get the same thing done almost. You know, I'm sure there's instances where they need to be in there for, face to face. Yeah, but sometimes, you know, this works out really, really well.
So, it does. I mean, we like your state, I believe California, New York is kind of geographically challenging. Yeah. I mean, it could take me 6 hours or 7 hours to get to Buffalo, New York, from Albany, New York. It could, you know, it could take forever to get to Long Island if you have to go to New York City by car. Mm-hmm. So this is a better approach.
Well, even, you know, in the wintertime when the weather's not so great, you know, and you're traveling in that, I mean, that's, that can be kind of a harrowing experience. So if you can kick back and in the comfort of your own office or home or wherever and get the same job done, then more power to you. So
yep, absolutely. Absolutely, Mike. Yep.
So the benefits here to credit unions obviously is time saving, cost saving. What are the other benefits for your credit unions out there in New York?
Time saving, cost. Well, obviously the big benefit is being ready when that regulator walks in, when the examination is there. You get that letter saying that I'm going to be in 2 weeks from next Thursday, and a list of all the things. You know, you're probably familiar with the letter, the list of all the things that the examiner is going to expect you to have prepared for you upon arrival, or even delivered to him or her before arrival. Just having that opportunity to constantly be prepared, be ready. You know, don't panic when you get that letter. And then having a clean audit and a nice CAMEL rating, that's obviously the ultimate objective here. Saving money is great. Taking the burden off the manager and other staff is great. But having a nice examination process and having that examiner, when they meet with your board of directors and saying, hey, you guys are doing a pretty good job here, that's what it's all about.
Exactly. So are you finding it's pretty much the small to mid-sized credit unions that are taking advantage of this program, or are there any larger credit unions using it?
It looks like the niche focus or area that credit unions get the most interest on, and it I would say it is in around the $50 to $100 million category.
Right.
You know, really the smaller credit unions, they're challenged right now, as we all. So adding an additional financial burden on them is tough. But when you get to a certain size, maybe between that $40 and $100 million scenario, they have at least some flexibility in their budget to include this there. And obviously, the bigger you get, the more complicated things get, the more services you're offering, the more members you're serving. So it kind of goes in there. But that's pretty much it. I think when you get to probably a certain asset size, you know, $500 million or so, you probably have a full person or two people on board full time dealing with this. And I think some of our $1 billion shops have a hallway full of compliance people that are dealing with people on a regular compliance regulations on a regular basis.
So what are your goals with this program? I mean, I think you kind of alluded to it earlier. What are some of the goals? I mean, obviously you want to help, especially, like you said, the smaller credit unions who may not be, have the resources to handle, you know, the massive regulations that are keep coming down the pike, like you said. So what are some other goals that you guys have in mind?
Well, you know, the ultimate objective of anything that we do here, you know, we want to preserve as many credit unions and help credit unions grow and move forward. Credit unions, as I said before, they're challenged these days. Small, mid-sized shops. Some of them are not growing membership-wise. Some of them are having a negative ROA situation. So anything that we can do to let them refocus their attention on growing their credit union and growing their membership would be our ultimate objective. We, like every state, we lose credit unions on a regular basis here in New York. We lose about one credit union a month. You can pretty much set your calendar, and you know, by the first day of the month to the last day of the month, we probably lost one credit union, and that's been a continued situation here for quite some time. So we're trying to stem that. We're trying to reduce those numbers, slow that down a little bit. So that would be certainly our biggest objective right there. And then from an operational perspective, again, work with our credit unions. And sometimes it's hard, but work with our credit unions to embrace more of a remote relationship and show them that, hey, this does work. This is 2018. We do have things like Skype. We do have all kinds of technology that we can be just like being in your office.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Right. I mean, you're coming in clear as day, William, so it's like you're next door.
Right.
It works.
They'll hear. So, yeah, I think this is exciting, and I think we need to embrace this more and more. And bring this opportunity and service to them. And again, that allows us to reduce our cost as well, so we reduce their costs equally. So that's our philosophical goal: help credit unions grow, help credit unions succeed, help credit unions move forward, bring the advantage of credit union membership to more and more New Yorkers.
Yep.
and then from an operational perspective, to try to get Arcadians to embrace more of the technology in moving their tech and compliance needs forward.
Yeah, to me, this just seems like a no-brainer. So I hope more and more credit unions in your neck of the woods sign up for it, as well as, like you said, there are other leagues around and associations around the country that are doing the same thing. So I hope more and more sign up for it, like, just because, gosh, I mean, what a nice feather in their cap to have somebody like you guys in their back pocket. You know, it's like, hey, let's use the league or the associations, this program. It's awesome. So, Yeah.
And as I said, it's the easiest sell for me because I can honestly say that if I was running a small and mid-sized credit union, I'd be your first client.
Indeed. All right. To wrap up here, because I know you got lots to do on your plate today, where can folks find out more about this program and even other leagues or associations that are thinking about offering something like this? That might be some good information for them, too.
Yeah, so you go right, and like everybody, I'll go right on our website, the New York State Credit Union Association. There's a link right there to our compliance operation, all the compliance services we offer. Obviously, we have also our telephone numbers there. We have our contact information for our director of compliance, their email addresses, things of that nature. So really, like everything else, go to our website, take a look. You'll see just about every way to contact us. Even telephone numbers are there. To do that. So yeah, give us a look. We're happy to help any other league that's looking at this. We're happy to help them get started. Yeah, we'll share it with them all of the secrets that we have here, which are not.
I love it. Sharing is caring, William. Very good stuff. All right, William, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us and get this important information out there for folks. And gosh, I think anything to help out with compliance these days is welcomed big time. So good job. Keep up the good work, all right?
Great. Thanks, Mike. I enjoyed it. Thank you.